You have 1 week left till Halloween. Did you get the candy? Did you get the costumes? Or maybe you think you want nothing to do with Halloween. And I understand it. There's things about Halloween that are not good. There's things that are also good. So that's what I want to talk about today here on Free For All Friday. Welcome. Mondays and Wednesdays, we talk apologetics and theology. Friday, we talk about whatever I want to talk about. Today, I want to talk about Halloween. It's coming up in a week. And I want to talk about the good parts of it and the not so good parts of it. Full disclaimer, I like Halloween a lot. It's actually one of my favorite non-holy holidays. I mean, technically it is a holy day in the sense it's the vigil. It's the All Hallows Eve, right? It's the vigil before All Saints Day. And I think my favorite holiday, it's got to be a holy day. Holiday means holy day, right? So I think my favorite holiday is probably Christmas, honestly, because it's so, you know, it's just so magical. And I mean real Christmas being magic, not a very hefty red man in the sky flying around kind of stuff. But my thoughts on Santa, I'll save that for a few months from now. No, I like Halloween because I am dark, macabre, spooky, creepy. I don't like, you know, really ghoulish or demonic things. I don't like that. But I like stuff that's just a little spooky. I don't know. There's something about that aesthetic, the abandoned castle, gothic art and architecture. I like things that are a little bit spooky. And so I like Halloween in that respect. And Halloween is also a time where, you know, you can, there's a long tradition of mocking evil, the devil, monsters by, you know, dressing up as them to mock them. I think they actually have festivals in Europe where you dress up as the devil to mock the devil, essentially, to say, oh, he's not, you know, we're not afraid of you. We have Christ on our side. So I want to talk about Halloween, the best. So I like it, but I understand people who don't like it. And there's legitimate parts of Halloween that are annoying. So I've got here, I've got eight things on each side of the ledger, best and worst, and let's go through them. And each one kind of has a bit of a mirror image to it. Starting off, what's the best part of Halloween? When you're a kid, trick-or-treating. It's like you could amass a year's worth of candy inventory if you were really good at it. It was your night. Even if you were 6 years old, you went to work. You put in the hours, you put in the literal legwork to go and get something even better than money. Candy. And it just felt like you were a little entrepreneur. My son, by the way, you know what he does with his extra Halloween candy? 2 months later, he goes around the neighborhood and he resells it for people for like 10 cents a piece. He takes out the ones you are most likely to buy. Genius thing there. He's got a sharp business acumen there. I think he could go very far. We'll see. So trick or treating as a kid, that's the best part because you get to get candy and you get to show off your costume to people and you get to be something else. You're not just a little kid anymore. You can be something scary. You can be something fun. You can be something else. And as you get a little bit older, maybe your parents give you a longer leash and you get to go out ahead of them a little bit more. It's dark out. You're with your friends. And you get to have that feeling of like the night is alive. It's like a party. And then when you get to that special age, maybe like 11 or 12, there's a wonderful age where you are still young enough to trick or treat, but you're old enough to do it without your parents. Now, when it's like 16-year-olds coming to your house, I'm not okay with that. Not all right with that. That's you're too old for trick or treating at that point. But around like 11, 12, I would say, it's a sweet spot there because you don't want to send a 6-year-old out by themselves, especially the biggest danger, obviously, is getting hit by a car, right? You're in a dark costume going across the streets and stuff. That's the biggest danger on Halloween. So I wouldn't send like a 6-year-old, and then of course, you know, stranger danger, that kind of stuff. I wouldn't send a 6-year-old by themselves, but 11, 12, I remember going trick or treat. I still have a core memory. I was 12 years old and my parents let me go with a friend and we went all around the neighborhood. Just the two of us. And it was cool. The night was alive. You felt like this bigger person than you really were, right? So that's number one is the best. What's the worst part of Halloween? Trick-or-treating as an adult. Well, not as an adult, right? You know, you shouldn't be out trick-or-treating. That's weird. But you're on the other flip side where you're just trying to manage things and preventing. Don't let kids get lost, run over. Fall and their candy spills everywhere. Dad's got to have a flashlight with. And if you try to go in your costume too, and then the kids, like they get to one house and you still got like the 10-year-old and the 8-year-old will get up to the front door, grab that candy and bolt to the next house while your 3-year-old is still like trudging up the stairs, trying to get to the candy. And you're like, hey, come back for him already. I mean, you've been there before. If you're a parent, you've been there. It's a lot. So trick-or-treating as an adult, you might think, well, I don't go out or I don't take my kids out or I don't have to go out, so I don't have to deal with that. You know what you do have to deal with, though? people come into your house. Now, some people have a generous spirit, and I love that. They sit outside, they got a little fire pit going, a candy thing, and they greet people. I think that's the coolest thing ever. But a lot of other cases, if you're not interested in that, like for us, we buy a bag of candy, we leave, we go and trick-or-treat for a few hours, come back, and then we never really see the trick-or-treaters. We're not home. We cut all the lights, turn it all off, draw all the curtains, because we are not home. We don't let people know that we're there. And usually we don't see anybody, but I always got to have a bag of candy, because if you don't have a bag of candy and they knock on your door and they see you're inside and you don't open up your door, you're going to get teepeed and egged, my friend. So it's like these gangs coming around, like it'd be a shame if something would have happened to this oak tree outside if you didn't give us no candy. So it's the trick-or-treating part on the adult end. It can be fun. A lot of times, though, it's like, oh no, it's a lot to worry about. Number two, best part of Halloween, candy as a kid, right? Candy as a kid. Because normally if your parents buy candy, there's only like a few select kinds you get to have in your house, if you get to even have candy at home. But you could get like the grab bag. Now, I do feel like though, like when you were a kid, you knew 60% of the candy was garbage. I kind of like Smarties, but I knew Smarties were bad. Sour Patch stuff. I was more of a chocolate person. Some people are sweet and sours. Other people are chocolate and peanut butter. I was chocolate and peanut butter. That's what I wanted. When I saw, you know what, the one that always made me happy when I saw in my bag, even to this day, Kit Kats. Even to this day, when you had a Kit Kat in there, that was good stuff. Milky Ways, not caramel though, can kind of slow the process down. Not a big fan. But it was just so fun to like pour it all out, and here was your riches, your treasure, your candy as a kid, and you could trade it with your siblings and then get yelled at because you duped them. That's a great part. What's the worst part of Halloween? Candy as a parent. Oh my goodness. You got to make sure that they don't stuff that's chokeable or stuff that wrecks their teeth or stuff that just they're always asking for because they know it's around. And then you just got to manage this stuff the rest of the year. Number three, best thing, spooky and fun decorations. In our neighborhood, there's one house that I am not kidding. I am not kidding. They have like 15 giant inflatables, 15 giant decorations, audio animatronic stuff, like something out of Disneyland. Super fun. There's another house that has like all the windows have screens on it with projectors. I love it when it is spooky and fun. I like it when it reaches the level, I guess, I don't know, what's a good level of creepiness? Not something terrifying, obviously. I don't want it, either the new version or the old one with Tim Curry. Like, not that scary. But, you know, maybe something on the level of like Halloween Town or Hocus Pocus, when we will talk about Halloween shows here in a second, all right? Something that's just like a little spooky. Maybe like, you know, Tales from the Crypt. Like the intro to Tales from the Crypt. It's not horrifying, but it's a little creepy. It's a little spooky. Something like that, like that's cool. I love seeing that stuff when it's creative. Even if it's not like Halloween-y, even if it's, you know, lots of pumpkins and hay bales and straw men. I love that. The third thing that's worse, over-the-top gore. There's some, like I saw online, there was like this one where there's a guy who's like cut in half hanging from chains and he starts screaming at people. It's a robot. Well, we don't have to do that. Don't make it super gory and weird or demonic. Like, don't do that. But just a little bit of spookiness. Even just, you know what's a good fallback? Skeletons. Just, you know, it's like Dia de los Muertos, Day of the Dead. I love skeletons are cool because it also reminds you memento mori. Remember your death, right? This is going to be you soon. So make sure you have your act together. Number four, best thing, cool pumpkins. It's really cool. You see some people, they have pumpkins out there that almost looks like a magic eye puzzle. You just squint your eye the right way and you see a really cool thing in it. There's a lot of artistry that goes with jack-o'-lanterns, I should say. So I love it. When I can see a good jack-o'-lantern that's done, that's awesome. That's the best part. So what's the worst part? You trying to make your own jack-o'-lantern. You try to do it yourself and you try to cut it up. And what ends up happening? You just get a bunch of sticky pumpkin juice on you. And a pumpkin that looks like it's going to fall apart that you leave on your front porch. And then maybe you'll move it by Christmas. You see it's green and rotting. Like, oh, better get rid of this thing. I never could get it to work for myself. I admire others who do it. When I try to do it, no thank you. Can't get it done. Number five, mischief as a kid. This is piggybacking on number one, right? Best part of Halloween, kind of getting a little mischief, right? You got to, when you were like 11, 12, that was magic years. And then maybe 13, 14, if you could just get out with your friends. Even as you couldn't trick or treat, you like went around like, let's go find a party to go to. Right, what 13-year-old is going to get to a Halloween party? It's like, oh, the night is alive. Let's go out. Let's do something. And maybe you did little pranks and mischief. And you just felt like this giddiness and euphoria from it. What's the worst part? Dealing with those pranks when you're an adult. You have to get the toilet paper out of trees. It's hard. You think tea? I mean, I don't know. I probably did. I'm trying to remember. Was I bad in TP to houses in middle school? I don't think I did. I don't think I did that. But I remember our house getting teepeed once and then trying to like get it out of the tree. Oh, just a nightmare. Just awful. So it's rough trying to get this stuff out of there. Not as much fun. So now I look back, but I guess I should have a little more empathy towards these. If they're young kids, if they're like 18-year-olds running around, it's like, I'm calling the popo. I'm calling the muskers. Musker being a gypsy term, Roma term, by the way, for the police. Random trivia there. Let's see. Number six, best and worst. Best and worst part, I'm going to put these together. Adult Halloween parties. Adult Halloween parties can be really fun. Like, because adults can, like, take a lot of time to put a costume together. Usually you do it, like, the week before Halloween because kids own Halloween evening. You're not going nowhere. But if you have kids, you may week before. If you don't have kids, maybe Halloween night you go to a party somewhere. And people can show off really creative and fun costumes. And I enjoyed that. I remember once Laura and I think before we had Matthew, when we lived in San Diego, we went out on a date. We dressed up in costume, and we went to the symphony. It was an outdoor organ pavilion that was showing movies, and they showed Phantom of the Opera, and they played the organ along with it. That was really fun. I really enjoyed that with her. I think I dressed up as a fugitive. I had my little jailbreak outfit, which I wore. I had that old outfit from a video I did back in high school. So that's like Halloween parties. Those are super fun for adults. You can get together and just show off your cool costumes. What's the worst part of it? When the women of loose morals come out, or not even that. If you recall from Mean Girls, there is a line in there that goes something to the effect of Halloween is the one night a year where regular girls are given an excuse to dress up as more ladies of the night would dress or women of loose morals would dress. If you catch my drift, it's like they have a parody commercial. Come down to Al's costume bomb. We got all kinds of costumes, and it's all just sexy stuff. Sexy this, sexy firefighter, sexy emergency room worker. You know, it's just like, it's all immodest stuff because that's what you see out there. It's like, come on, be creative a little bit here. We don't need to do that. We don't need to have all that out there. Let's see here. Oh, okay. Number seven, Halloween episodes. I saw online someone wrote that in the age of streaming, one of the things that got killed were Halloween episodes, right? Because normally, like when you watched a TV show growing up as a kid, they would have like a Christmas episode and a Halloween episode. They still do that with streaming. But like because everything's released at different times of the year, you know, you don't get the Halloween episode and Halloween movies. I remember a Halloween episode, the one that stuck with me. I think I watched the TV show Martin. You remember Martin? Where he's like home alone and his friends prank him. And there's one scene where this like skeleton audio animatronic comes out with glowing red eyes after him. And he's like, what am I going to do? Did I watch Martin in Living Color growing up? Yes. Why? Because I had cable TV in my room and I could watch whatever I wanted to. Though my favorite part of In Living Color is Fire Marshal Bill. Fire Marshal Bill Hare, played by Jim Carrey. Which, by the way, in Liar Liar with Jim Carrey, where he plays the lawyer who always lies but then is forced to tell the truth. There is a scene at the end where someone's being loaded into an ambulance and Fire Marshal Bill is in the background. Cameo there, trivia, look for it in Liar Liar. So I remember like Halloween episodes, those were a fun thing to be able to watch back in the day. Now you don't get them as much. And Halloween movies. There's not a lot. There's a bazillion Christmas movies, right? But what are the good Halloween movies? Not that many. Probably, what is the classic Halloween movie? Probably Hocus Pocus with Bette Midler. And that's the only actress I can remember. Oh, and Sarah Jessica Parker is in it. That screams Halloween to it. A lot of people like Halloween Town, the old Disney movie. Not as big a fan. It's okay, but I don't think it was that great. I'm also talking about family movies here. Because like, what's the most famous Halloween movie is probably Halloween, right? About Michael Myers, the horror movie. And there are certainly horror movies to watch on Halloween. But I'm thinking movies like more you can have family movies for Halloween, like you have family Christmas movies. There's not that many of them. Hocus Pocus is probably the most famous one, I think. The Nightmare Before Christmas, I'm a little torn on that because I really think that's about 70% a Christmas movie and 30% Halloween, maybe 60-40. 50-50 is really generous, I feel like, because it's not a strict Halloween movie, right? It's about Jack Skellington, the Pumpkin King of Halloween Town, discovers the land of Christmas and Santa Claus. So it's definitely, it's at very least, it's half and half. It's not a strict Halloween movie. It's still a great movie. One of my favorites. Really great to, I remember many, many years ago, I went out with friends when it was re-released in theaters. And that was really cool. That's one that I like. I showed my son though recently, cause it's Halloween, it's October. I said, hey, you want to watch a Halloween movie I loved as a kid? He's like, yeah. I'm like, it'd be a little scary. He's like, okay. And what did I show him? Ernest Scared Stupid, where Jim Varney, Ernest, you know what I mean, Vern? He awakens a troll and he and these like town kids have to stop the troll. I think it's a pretty solid Halloween movie. And I love Ernest. He's so funny. And my son, though, he's like, it's not that scary. And then there are parts he's like, that's a little scary. And it's good. I think it's good for kids. They need a little bit of scare. A little bit of scare. And that's something that I like about Halloween is like we live lives that are not really scary. Like if we lived in a war zone or like we lived in a place where we, you know, worried about disasters every day. I wouldn't want Halloween because life just is scary. But life can be pretty predictable. It's not really that scary. So to have, you know, have something where it like raises your adrenaline and your blood pressure a little, it's kind of a nice thing to have in the midst of when things become a little monotonous. But there, when it comes to Halloween movies, though, Gorn, like gore porn, like stuff over the top horror movies, don't like. You don't need to do that. The best horror movies are the ones where you don't see the violence. It just plays in your mind, and that's what makes it scary. Like Psycho, the original Psycho with Alfred Hitchcock, doesn't show the lady being all cut up in the shower. You have to, like, imagine it, and it's a scary thing. And then what's the best things? Well, the next day you get All Saints Day, man. And fall is here. This is really – Labor Day doesn't kick off fall. It is still hot as hot as heck. Can I say heck on this channel? I think so. By Labor Day. That's not when fall starts, right? Fall is really at least by October 31st. Should be fall weather by then. Leaves falling, pumpkin spice, pumpkins everywhere. Fall is here. The next day you got All Saints Day, November, Thanksgiving's almost here. It provides a nice warm feeling and prelude to the Christmas and Advent season that are going to be coming up soon. And All Saints Day is always a great holy day to go to. The only thing that's hard, it's a holy day of obligation, unless it's been, I think this year it's been transferred in a lot of places to Sunday because it falls on a Saturday this year. That's always hard if you have Halloween on a weekday, you're up late with kids, you're doing whatever, and then holy day the next day. But, you know, not a holy day of obligation, it's a holy day of opportunity, people, holy day of opportunity. Though, when they fall on a weekend, that's always fun and nice too. All right, that's my best and worst of Halloween. You've got a week to go. I hope you found this list enjoyable, and I hope you have a very blessed weekend.